It's a new week. Tomorrow, a second presidential debate. But we start with the same headline. New polls show Mitt Romney still soaring from the first debate, inching up on issues once owned by President Obama, including likability. The president still holds a one-point lead nationally, but the race is tightening in swing states. In Florida, Mitt Romney is gaining among Hispanic voters, and that state's Senate race has also tightened. Let's check in on Florida with Mark Caputo of the Miami Herald. Mark, start with Romney's gains among Hispanics. These are largely Cuban Hispanics who traditionally vote Republican. So what else is happening there among Hispanics who traditionally vote Democratic?
Well, that's a good question. I think the shift you're probably seeing in Hispanic support for Mitt Romney is among independent Hispanics. Hispanics who've added themselves to the voter rolls in Florida have predominantly chosen to choose NPA, no party affiliation, rather than Republican or Democrat in recent months. And Mitt Romney's biggest gains has been among independent voters overall. So my guess is that's where you're seeing a lot of the uptick in Hispanic support for Mitt Romney, in addition to the fact that there's more intensity, there's more happiness for him on the part of his base, and Cuban Republicans form a big part of his base in Florida.
Well, a Florida International University poll asked Hispanics if President Obama had filled his promise to their community. 51% no. But we know his DREAM Act was stalled by a Republican Congress. And he used an executive order to then ban deportation for certain children brought to the U.S. illegally. Whereas Mitt Romney has stated opinions that, you know, many have said have been to the right of Rick Perry and Newt Gingrich and George W. Bush on immigration. How are Hispanics making their choice here?
I think a big thing is Univision, the Spanish language network powerhouse. There was a candidate forum involving Obama and Mitt Romney. And Jorge Ramos, the Univision host, one of the most recognized figures in Spanish-language media, really kind of crucified President Obama for promising that he passed the DREAM Act and not getting it done. Yeah, you can talk about legislative parlance and the fact that it stalled in the Senate because of the filibuster and the like, but as Ramos pointed out, you made the promise, you didn't keep it. So this is a case of overpromising and under-delivering.
And having that really encapsulated on a popular TV program. Well, Al Cardenas, the former head of the Republican Party in Florida, said on CNN yesterday that he also says it's a matter of intensity among young people. You say there's intensity among the Romney base, but among the young people who supported President Obama in 2008, it's gone, and because they're the ones suffering the worst unemployment right now.
They might be. I think the president is at least trying to run for election of the University of the United States of America. The past five rallies he's had, public events, have all been at college campuses, culminating last week here at the University of Miami. But the problem the president faces is that he's essentially relying on less likely types of voters to come out and vote, whereas Romney seems to have a coalition built of more reliable voters.
We'll talk about the older voters who are reliable voters and Medicare. You know, the president rose in the polls when he campaigned on Paul Ryan's plan to partially privatize Medicare. But now Republicans have seized on the president's plan. They say he's cutting Medicare. Critics say that's an unfair characterization. He's going to be cutting waste and payments to providers, not patients. But is that resonating in Florida?
It appears to be. At the best, the president has a relatively small advantage over Medicare. In our poll, he did not. The thing is Obamacare is still a slur here in Florida. You know, for 2 years or more than a year, the Republican Party has just drilled in this message that Obamacare is bad. And the president's having real trouble digging himself out of that.
I want to ask you more about being a voter there in Florida. As someone who's being inundated with campaign literature, what are you seeing?
I'm a no-party affiliation voter, an independent voter. I'm being besieged with Romney mail. Most of my male colleagues are as well. We're not getting Obama mail. I'm not getting Obama calls, but I am getting Romney calls. The women in my office, independents and or single, are getting inundated with mail from Obama's campaign. The Obama message is about abortion and birth control to the women. The Romney message to basically everyone is about the economy. It sure looks like Obama might be preaching to the choir, whereas Mitt Romney is reaching out across the aisle to get new congregants into his church, so to speak. About 330,000 people have already voted by absentee ballot. That's a lot of people.
And Mark, just quickly, who do you think those early ballots benefit?
Well, if you believe the polls, the Republicans are leading in Florida among absentee ballot requests and returns. There's a caveat, however. The Democrats are doing much better this election than they did in 2008. They generally dominated early in-person voting. That starts October 27th in Florida. That's where we're going to really see the rubber hit the road.
Mark Caputo of the Miami Herald, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks.